Ihr Mishnayis Mesechta Sanhedrin. Mishnalef, Dine Momnis Vishloisha. If you have a Shiloh, or Dine Momnis to Paskin a Shiloh of money, you have to go to three Dayonim. Gizelis Vichavolis Vishloisha. When you have a Shiloh, somebody stole something, a Gizelo, or else somebody took something from somebody else, or else he was Kofa Bebikodin, or else Vichavolis. If you hit somebody, you mazik somebody, it's a question if you have to pay. Nezik tzar riba shavus aboishes, salach riz b'shloisha. You have to also go to three b'yonim. The Gemara asked the question, how come it divided into two, dinim omnis and then gzelus v'chavolis, they're both the same halacha. The Gemara explains, no, that dinim omnis, that's a takon that you do not need mumchim. It's enough even three, hedyetis, could be dayonim by regular dinim omnis. However, by gzelus v'chavolis, there you have to have three mumchim. Then the Mishnah says, what about Nezek? If Yishur Hamud does damage, Reels V'chatzi Nezek by a Tam, Reels Tashlume Kefil, says somebody made a Geneva and he has to pay back double, V'tashlume Yabo V'chamisha, if he sold it or he shechted it, Pishloisha. To Paskin, these Shalas also, you need a Bezdin of three. Ho'ines V'yamafata V'yamoytzi Shem Rabbi Shloisha. If a man is Manish Absula, or Mafati talks her into having Znus with her, the Torah says he has to pay chamishim kosev, or else via moitzi shemra, if a husband says bad about his wife, lemitzos lebitcha besulim, so he has to pay 100 kosev. So in these two, three cases, is b'shloisha, also you need a bezdin of three dayonim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, v'chachomim oimrim, however the chachomim say, moitzi shemra, in the case where the husband speaks out bad about his wife, that he holds his wife was mezana with another man after the kedushin. So then, b'yesu mishloisha, you need a bezdin of 23. Why? Mifnei sheyesh by dinin nefashos, because it could come out here a shayla of dinin nefashos. Like the shayla is, did your wife have znus? If she had znus with another man, she's chayiv misa. So even though it's a shayla of paying money now, still we need a bezdin of 23. Now, Mishnah Beis, it says, Ma kais b'shloisha. Shal, if somebody did an aveira over lois hasei, that the oynish is a malchus, you need a bezdin of three. But Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amru, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, they said over, b'yesu m'shloisha, you have to have a bezdin of 23. He holds makish as atchilas misa. Therefore, just like by misa, you need a bezdin of 23. The same thing, malchus also needs a bezdin of 23. Iber ha-chodesh, the shaila pimekadish the lechodesh is b'shloisha. You have to have three a bezdin of three mumchim. Ibur hashana. What about the question of putting an extra month into the year, making a second adar b'shloisha? It's enough to have a bezdin of three. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds like this, that b'shloisha maschilin, if it's a question to add on an extra month for the year, you start out thinking with three dayonim. Now, if all three agree that we have to make a nir b'shoner, okay, that's it. They can pass, and they have to have an extra month. But let's say three of them do not agree, but two of them say we have to think into it, and one says no, then the loch is uvachamisha noisim v'noisim. They have to add another two dayonim, and the five of them discuss it, whether they should add or not. V'goymrim, and let's say also they did not come out all five one way, it's a split, so then you have to add another two onto the bezdin, and v'goymrim b'shiva, then we have the final psak with a bezdin of seven. V'yimgomru b'shloishim uberes, but let's say at the beginning when they sat down to discuss it with the three dayonim, right away all three decided, yes, this year needs an extra month, then there's no question, you do not have to go further. These three alone, Kapaskin, that you need an extra month to the year. Mishnah Gimel, Smichas Zekanim, in the case of a Korban Tzibur, that you need the Zekanim to make a Smicha, that's called Smichas Zekanim, or else the Arifas Egla, if we find the mace outside the city, so the city closest has to bring an Egla Rufa, it has to have this Pesach, we have to measure out which city is closest to the mace, that's done B'Shloisha. You need three zakenim to make the smicha zakenim, and you need a bezdin of three to measure out how far away the mace is to know which city is the closest. Tiva Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds no b'chamisha. You have to have a bezdin of five. It's only with five zakenim. And the same thing, Egla Rufa is with five. The Gemara says how he learns out you need five. Ha-chalitza ve-ha-me'inun b'shleisha. If a shalav ha-chalitza, you do not want to do yibim, just give chalitza. It has to be done in front of a bezin of three. The same thing, a miyun, that's a kedusha ktana, where a ktana gets married with a shus of a brother or a mother, which is only kedusha in the Rabbonin. So Rabbonin made a kula when the ktana wants to give a get, she does not have to write up a whole get. It's enough just that she says she doesn't want a husband in front of a bezin of three. So it's enough to have a bezin of three. Net the revai. In the case we have the payers of revai that you want to be paid to them, you want to change it over into money and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. And we did not know the exact value of these payers. So if you want to value it, it has to be done in front of a bezin of three. Well, my sesheni, the same thing. Payers of my sesheni, shame dumb if you do them. The price is not known to everybody. You have to evaluate it. So b'shleisha, it has to be done in front of three people. Hegedeshes, if you want to be paid the hegdish, also b'shleisha. Ho erchin, let's say question of erchin, how much is worth to give the money to hegdish? So hametaltan, if it's a question of metaltan, things that are movable, b'shleisha, it's enough to have three. We have yudah, we have yudah holds echad mihem kain. Even by metaltan that you only need three, but I call upon him, one of them has to be a kain. V'yakakois. Let's say you have a shal of erchin, how much the karka is worth, then tisha of a coin, you have to have nine, and a coin, you have to have ten together. The odom kuyaitzabed, if it's a question how much a person is worth, it's also, he has to evaluate it by ten people, and at least one of them has to be a coin. Then the Mishnah says, dinei nefoshois, the yesra mishloisha. If you want to pass on a shal of somebody's chayiv misanat, you need a bigger bez than not just three, but this is called the Sanhedrin Katana of 23. Now, Horoiva v'hanirva b'yesu m'shleisha. The case where Ashur was Ravei and Ashur went into a lady, or else v'hanirva means behema shirovelish, that went into a man. So the locher is, these things also need 23, that since you paska nechiv skila upon the behema, you need a bezden of 23. As the Pasuk says, V'isha shetakrev eskol behemah l'rivo oiso, the Mishnah says, Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'horakter esisha v'yesa behemah, that you have to kill the lady and the behemah. So the same way the lady needs a bezin of 23, the same way the behemah also needs a bezin of 23. V'yem, another Pasuk says, V'yesa behemah taroigu, V'yesa behemah taroigu, that's a case of nibskila, in a case here where he would live with a man. Now, Shor HaNisko B'yesu M'shloisha. In the case where a Shor killed a person, so Lachor is the Shor is supposed to be killed, B'skila, also need a bezin of 23. Why? Shinem HaPosik says, HaShor Yisokel, V'gamba all of Yumas, that the owner is also killed. Even though we know really we did not kill the owner, just the owner has to pay koyfer. But I call upon him, we darshin it. Posik means kemisas habaylim kach misas hashor. That the same way when you kill the owner, in a case where you really have to kill him, you need a bezdin of 23. The same way when you kill a shor hanisko, you need a bezdin of 23. Now the Mishnah says hazaev a wolf, v'hari a lion, hadoiv the bear, v'hanomer panther, v'badlis, v'hanochesh and the snake. Is misoson b'yesu m'shleisha. When these animals do damage to kill somebody else, so the same thing, you need a bezin of 23. However, Rabbi Eleza says no, that kol ha-kodim l'horgam zocho, whoever goes first to kill them, has a right to, because he's stopping other people from being damaged, and therefore you do not need a bezin to kill them. You let it kill them, since they're wild and doing damage. Rabbi Kiva says no, Misasam b'yesam m'shloisha. You have to have a bezdin, and you need a bezdin of 23. So Gemara explains the Chur of Akiv is the same thing as the Tanakhama. The Gemara says the difference is between a nochosh. That all other animals he holds, that says then you need a bezdin of 23. But a nochosh, a snake, there he also agrees, kolakaydin l'horgan zocha. Whoever goes and kills him is okay, it's yolatu, shesila kamazik min olam. But the Tanakhama argues and notes even a nochash also, the locher is you need a bezin of 23. Now, then the Mishnah goes on, Ein donin lo yes ha-shevet. Whenever you have to pass an aloch about a whole shevet, if the question is the whole shevet worshipped the avodah zara or not, to give them the aloch of ear of a shevet that was done avodah zara, of lo yes ha-novi ha-sheker, whenever you want to pass an upon a novi that you found that he said false nevius to give him misa, for loy, or else to take him off from being a novi, for loy yes ha-kohen gadol. A shayla of a kohen gadol, when you want to give him a chiv misa, ela pi bezdin shel shivim v'yechud. Here you need not a bezdin of 23, but here you need this in Sanhedrin gadola, a bezdin of 71. Again, to paskin on a whole shevet, to paskin a chiv misa upon a novi hasheker, and to paskin a chiv misa upon a kohen gadol, you need a bezdin shel shivim v'yechud. Now, v'ein moitzin l'mechemes rashus. Whenever the Amma wants to go out to have a mechoma, that's not one of the, it's not a mitzvah, it's not part of the mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, any other Muhammad. Elo api bezdin shashivim v'yecha. They have to receive permission from the bezdin of Sanhedrin HaGadol, from the bezdin of 71. Ein moisifin al ir. Anytime the melech or the am wants it on to Yerushalayim, to give it kedusha, or else v'yalhu azoros, on the azoros in the base of Midrash itself, elo api bezdin shashivim v'yecha. They have to command the permission of the bezdin HaGadol. Ein ois sin Sanhedrius l'shvotim, you do not go and make Sanhedrius katana, means the bezdin of 23, and every single shevet, like the pasuk says, shevetim v'shevetim titen l'cho b'chol sherecha l'shvotecha. So you only do that elo api bezdin shashivim v'yechod. That's the job of the bezdin agodol. They have to appoint a Sanhedrius katana in every shevet. Ein ois sin ir hanidachas. You only paskin on the whole city, or else rove of the city, that worship the void of Zorah, that there's a loch, you have to burn out the whole city. Ela api bezdin shal shivim v'yechot. Need a bezdin of 71. V'yein oisin ir hanidachas basafor. You do not make a city that's on the boundary between Eretz Yisrael and the Goyim. You do not make that city into an ir hanidachas. Even if rove of the people that worship the void of Zorah, we do not go to destroy the city, because we're afraid maybe the Goyim will see it and they'll come to fight and have war against Klal Yisrael. For Loi Sholosh, you cannot make three cities, even though they're not on the border, to make them into Ir HaNidachas. Avoloi Sinachas Ashtayim, but to make one or two cities, that you're allowed to do in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah explains, Sanhedrin Gedoylo Hoysa Shashivim V'yechot. The Sanhedrin HaGedoylo, that was made up of 71. Uketano, Shel Esra Mishloisha was made out of 23. Uminayin legadoyla she shall shivim v'yechad. How do we know a Sanhedrin gadoyla is made up of 71? Shinemar the apostle says, Esvoli shivimish mi zikne Yisrael. Gather together for me 70 of the zikne Yisrael, and this will be the Sanhedrin gadoyla. Now, Umoisha agabayin, Moshe was appointed over them. He was the head. That the apostle says, V'nosi itcha b'masoam. So, Hare Shivim V'yechot. This is how you have 71. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shivim, no, it's enough to have 70. He doesn't know that, like Moshe was over them, he was the 71st, but rather, they're all 70. However, the Lochot like the Tanakama, it is always, it needs 71. Now, Uminayin Lakatano Shishalestra Meshlesha. How do we know Sanhedrin Katano is made out of 23? Shnema the Pasuk says, V'shoftu ha'eda, V'hitzilu ha'eda. Says two times the word Eda. So we dash in Eda Shefetes, V'eda Matzelis. Harei kan Esrim, that's like 20. So talking about Dayonim here, you need 20 Dayonim. Now why? Because the word Eda means 10. So Mishnah explains, Uminayin Leidi Shi Asara. How do I know that the word Eda refers to 10? Shnema the Pasuk says, Ad mosailo edo haro hazois, until how long is this bit, there will be this bit edo. It's going on the Meraglim. Now the Meraglim, yotsu Yeshua v'kolev, take out Yeshua v'kolev, because they were tzadikim, so you're left over with 10, so the edo means 10. So far we know you need 20. Uminayin lahovi yoit shloish, how do we know you need another 3? So mimash mishinem, since the Pasuk says, laisi achra rabim l'rois, he should not go after the majority to do bid. If so, Shemayani Sheyimoy Lotova, from here I know you should go after them to do good. In came if so, Loma Nemo, what does the Pasuk say? Achre Rabim Lahatis, you should go after the Rabim. What's the Chiddush of the Pasuk over here? It's like extra. So Mishnah explains, it means to teach us, Loika Tioscha Latoivo, Hatioscha Laro. Not the way you go after good, do you go after bad. What does that mean to say? Hatioscha Latoivo, Alpiechot. Let's say you have a Bezdin. And let's say 12 say he's Potter. And 11 say he's chayiv, even though you only have one more saying he's potter, you go after that raiv, and you can say that he's potter. But at Yoschel Ro, let's say 12 say he's chayiv, and 11 say he's potter, he would not be chayiv. Al pishnayim, you have to have two more saying he's chayiv than you have saying that he's potter. So, this is how I know you have to have at least 22. Now, once you need 22, the yain bezdin shokul, you can't have an even amount of bezdin. Therefore, the locher is masif and leyan moidechad. You have to add one more. Harei kanesu mishleisha. That's the F 23. That was just by 10, 20. It's not enough. You left 10 and 10. So you have to have 22 that you can have 12 saying one way and 10 saying the other way. That's the way he'll be chayiv. And you always need one more to make it a bezdin, an odd number. Therefore, you need 23. Now, the Kama Yehavi Ir, how many people have to live in the city who say Rila Sanhedrin, that it's fit for this city to have its own Sanhedrin, a Katan of 23? Mayav Yesrim. You have to have 120 people living there. You have 120 people living there, that's enough to make a Sanhedrin Katan. Rabbi Nechemya Aimer, Rabbi Nechemya says, Mosayim Shleshim. No, you have to have 230. Keneged Sari Yasaris. Like each one of the Sanhedrin should be above 10. Therefore, it's like 10 times 23, you have to have at least 230 people living in the city. Yeah, Adkan Perek Rishon. Now we'll start Perek Sheni. Kohen Gadol Don V'Don Anoisai. A Kohen Gadol, he could be a Dayan, and he could be Dan, so we could be Dan him also. Meyid Umid Anoisai. He could say Edis, and we could have Edim saying against the Kohen Gadol. Choylitz V'Chotz and Lishtai. If the Kohen Gadol's brother dies, he could give his wife Chalitza. And the Chotz and Lishtoi, when the Kohen Gadol dies and they have no children, so his brother can make Chalitza on his wife. Umiyavim es Ishtoi, when the Kohen Gadol dies, his brother could make Yibum on his wife. Avlu ein miyabim. But in the case where the Kohen Gadol's brother dies, then the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be miyabim, his brother's wife. If Neishu also be Almona, because that's the special halacha, a Kohen Gadol is also to marry an Amona. So therefore, he's also to make Yibum. What's going to be Mace Le Mace? Let's say one of the seven Kravim of the Kohen Gadol dies. So Locher is Eino Yoitzi Achra Mita. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to walk like by the Levaya in back of the Mita. Elohein Nichsin Vuhunigla. He has to make some heck or some difference here. That means when they're going down the street, he cannot go at the same time the Levaya is in that street. But rather, hey nichsim, when they go into a new street, then vuhu nigla, he could be seen in the other street. Hey niglam, when they're seen in the street, vuhu nichs, he has to be covered. In other words, he always has to go like a block behind the levaya. Because otherwise we're afraid maybe you come to touch the mace. For yoytzei moyim at pesachir, he's allowed to walk out this way up until the gate of the city, not further. But I'll call upon him, he's allowed to leave the base of English. These are Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Einu Yoytze Min HaMikdash No. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go out of the Mikdash for this purpose. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Min HaMikdash Lo Yoytze, he cannot go out of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Kishu Menachem Acherim, when the Kohen Gadol comes to be Menachem of somebody else, is Derech Kolom, Oivrim B'Zeh HaChazeh, the whole nation walks by one, Piyamamuna Mamtsiya, the Mamuna, the one that protects, like is next to the Kohen Gadol, he's Mamtsi, puts himself between him and the rest of the nation. Ukeshehu Misnachem Echerim, when he lets other people come to Menachem Ovel him, Kolam Aimrim Loi, the whole nation should say to the Kohen Gadol, Onu Kaparoscha, we should be the forgiveness for you. Vuaymulhen, and the Kohen Gadol answers back to them, Tis Borchum Mine Shemayim, you should receive a bracha from Shemayim. Let's say the Kohen Gadol is an Ovel. So the first Suda eats, we bring him from other people, have to bring him a Suda. Is kolam mesubim alorts, the whole nation sits on the ground, v'umesav ala safsal, and he's allowed to sit on the stool, he could sit on a stool when they give him the sudas havro. Now, Mishnah Beis HaMelech, what about the king, the Melech of Israel, Loidon Noisai? He cannot be a dayan, and we do not bring him to a din Torah. Loimeid, he cannot be an aid, he can't say aidus. Loimeid Noisai, we do not bring any aid and per se against him. Loichelet, he cannot give chalitza if his brother died to give to his wife, he cannot give a chalitza, it's a bizoyim. Loicholten liishtoi, when the Melech himself dies, so his brother cannot give his wife chalitza. Because the locher is the amona of a Melech, nobody's allowed to marry her anyway. Now, loy miyabin, he cannot be miyabin when his brother dies, he cannot marry his brother's wife. For loy miyabin lishtoi, when the Melech dies, his brother is not allowed to marry his wife. Even if they didn't have any children, even though there's a mitzvah yibum, but still there's a loch, he cannot marry the wife of a king. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im rotza lachloi tza liyabim zochlatoiv. If the Melech wants to like bimoichla akvoidoi and do the mitzvah chalitza, or he wants to do the mitzvah of yibum, he's allowed to. Or Muloi, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, ain't shayim loy, we do not listen, we do not let him. There's a loch of soim tosim alecha Melech, shetei mosay alecha, that a Melech shamochla akvoidoi ain't kvoidoi mochel. Now, nobody's allowed to marry the Amon of a Melech. When a Melech dies, nobody can marry his wife. No, another king could marry the Amon of the first king. Why? We found this by David HaMelech. He married the Amon of Shaul. Shneimer the pasuk says, Mashma, they gave the wives of Shaul to David. Mishnah Gimel. Meis le meis. What's going to be by the Melech if one of his kroivim die? Is a neyotzim epesach paltrin shloi. He's not allowed to go out from his palace because it's a genai for the Melech to be seen in the matzav where he's sad. So he can't go out to show people how sad he feels. We have Yudu Aimer im roitz alotis achar mit yotzim. No, if the king wants to go out, living alav in the meis, he's allowed to. Why she came a sin of a double? We found my double like this. Sheyotz acha mitosa shel Avner. He went after the mita of Avner. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Fi haMelech David hulech achrei hamita." David haMelech went after the mita of Avner. So you see, a Melech is allowed to go out to the Levaya. On Mulod, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda. Here there's no proof. Lohoya David lefayis esom. The reason why David haMelech did it was only to appease the Yam. Because the people were saying that maybe David wanted Avner to be killed, so David had to show them no, he had nothing to do with the plot of killing Avner. If the king, let's say, is a novel, and they have to give him the Sudas Havro, they have to give him the first meal from other people, is Kolom Mesubim Alorts, the whole nation sits on the ground, V'umesav Ala Dargish, and the king is allowed to sit on a bed called the Dargish. Mishnah Gimel. Umoitzi la melchemes harishus, a king, the Melech, is allowed to go out to make a mechoma, to make a war of rishus, just to make the boundaries wider, or else to give panosa to Klal Yisrael. Alpi beznes Hashem molechad, he has to still get permission from the Sanhedrin Hagadolah. Uperet lasas laderech, he's allowed to just go and break down people's fields in order to make himself a road to go through the vines, to go through the fields. V'yein mamchin biyoda, nobody could stop him. That's the koyach, the power of a king. Now, derech hamelech, how wide is the road's king? Ein lo shir, there's no limit, he can make it as wide as he wants. V'chol lom aboizes him, the whole nation, when they go to have mechoma, when they take back the looty, the booty that they get from the war, noisnin lefonav, they have to bring it all in front of the king. V'noito chelek brosh, he takes his portion first, which the Gemara says is half. He takes half first, then the rest goes to the yam. Now, loyabal anoshim, we should not marry too many wives. Ela shmoina esrei, the most he could have is 18 wives. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Mar b'hulo, he could have as many wives as he want. El bovad, but providing shloyiyu masivas liboy, that the wives should be good wives that will not take his heart away from Hashem. Rabbi Shimon says no. Afilo achas umisires liboi hareza lo yisenu. Even if he has one wife, but that's a bad wife that will take his heart away from Hashem, he can't marry her. In came if so, loma nema v'lo yabla noshim. Why does the pasuk say lo yabi should not have too many wives? Then he's afilu kavigayil, even to have good wives, still he should not have more than 18. Then the pasuk says lo yarm v'lo susim, he should not have too many horses. Elikadei makavtei, just as much as he need for his chariots for his army. And the kesev is of lo yarm also. Leimoid, the pasuk says he should not have too much silver and gold. Elikadei litain aspanya, only enough to pay out his army. Enough, as much as he needs to pay his army, that's how much he could have. And v'koysev loy sefer Torah l'shmo, we have to write a sefer Torah for him. And yoytze l'amachama moitzioi imoi, if he goes out to have war, he takes the sefer Torah with him. Nechnas, when he comes in, machnisimo, he brings it in with him. Yeshev b'din, he sits down to have a din Torah, or to think as it's here. Yeshev b'din, we have it before he doesn't go to a din. It just means, Melech Malchus Beis David, or as the Mefarshim say, goes on a Malchus Beis David. By them it's mutter to sit in the din, so it has to bring the Sefer Torah with him. Meisev he connected when his stam sits down to eat, the Sefer Torah is also in front of him. Shneimar, because the pasuk says, for hoy se'imoy v'korovoy kol yemechayif, the Sefer Torah should be with him, and he should read with it all from all his life. Now, Mishnah Hay, Ein Reich bin al Susai, nobody's allowed to ride on the horse of a king. V'yein Yosh bin Makise, nobody can sit in his chair. V'yein Mishtam Shem b'Shabitoi, nobody can use his staff that he used for his malchus. Or any kli that's miuchot for the king, nobody's allowed to use. V'yein Roy Noisei Kishum Istaper, nobody's allowed to look at him. B'shas he's taking a haircut. V'loi Kishu Orem, not when he's undressed. Pelagia Beis HaMelech is not when he's taking a bath. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Soim Tosim Olecha Melech, you have to point for yourself a king. And we dash, it means, Shetehei Emosi Olecha, his fear should be upon you. Like we have to always fear the king. Therefore, these things that take away the fear, we cannot do. Yeah, Perek Shlishi. Dini Momnis. What's the loch of Dini Momnis that we need? The loch is Bishleisha. We need three Dayonim. Then how do we choose the three dayonim? The locher is zeh boru leyechad, the teveya, he has the right to choose one dayin. The zeh boru leyechad, the nitfa has the right to choose a second dayin. Ushneim boru lehem oidechad, and both of them choose a second, the third dayin. Shneim means the shnei bali adin, both the mouth of the loiva, they both together choose the third one. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. That's the way they choose the three dayonim. The chacham maimim, the chacham say though, shnei hadayonim barim lehem oidechot. No, the two dayonim that were chosen by the teva, by the teva and the nitva, the two dayonim they themselves choose the third dayin. But ze poiso dayonim shoze, ze poiso dayonim shoze, tiber Rabbi Meir. If the Teveya is not happy with the Nitva's dayin, he has a right to say, I don't want him. And the opposite way also, he has a right to say, I do not want your dayin. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chomer and the Chomer say, Ey Messiah, when is this true? When do you have a right to passel the dayin to say you're not going to use him? Bizman Shemev Yaleim Raya Shein Krev Mabsulim. Only if you have a proof of Edus to say that he's a Korav or his apostle. Avlam Hoyuk Sherim, but let's say these Dayonim walk Sherim by Mumchim, they were known to be good Dayonim, and Yochel Poislon, then the Tever the Nitva have no right to say the apostle, I don't want to use them. Now, Zeh Poisl Edov Shozev, Zeh Poisl Edov Shozev, the Rabbi Meir. Each one, the Tever the Nitva, has a right to apostle the Edom of the other one. The Chomer and the Chomer say, no, Amos, I won't with this said, Bisman, Shumev, Yaleim, Rayish, and Kravim, Psulim. Only if you have a real good proof to say that these Edim Psulim, that the Kravim were the Psulim. Avlam, Hoyuk, Sherim, if they were known to be good Edim, and Yochel, Poislan, you have the right to pass all these Edim. Mishnah Beis. Oma Loi, Nemon, Olai, Abba. If one of the Bala Dvorim say, I'm accepting upon myself my father to be a Dayan, or else, Neman alai ovicha, I'm accepting upon ourselves to let your father be the dayin. So, Nemanim, or else, Nemanim alai shleisha roya boka, I'm letting three roya boka to be dayonim, even though really they're psulim. Lachas Rabbi Meir Omer, yochol lach savoy, even though you accept it upon yourself, but let if you retract, you could be chayzer. You could say, I don't want to do it anymore. Vachomer nechom say, eini yochol lach savoy. No, you can't retract anymore. Since you first agreed, it's a kabbalah, you can't retract. Let's say you had a swear to your friend Yeshua. And you say to him, look, I'll let you swear to me, Stam. Rashi says, swear to me, and I'll accept it. To me, that's said like you swore, even though it's outside Bezdin. So Rabbi Meir says, you could retract and say, no, I want you really to swear to me in Bezdin. The Chomer and the Chomer say no, and Yochel Achzaboy, once you accept it upon yourself, you can't be Chayzer, you have to have this Psak, you have to accept the Shvua outside the Bezdin. Mishneh Gimel, V'yelu hein ha-psulim, these are the people that are psulim to be a Dayan, and they're psulim to be an Eid also. Hamasachet Bekuvia, some are like gambles, he puts money down and he plays on cards. For Yamal of Ribbis, somebody lends money with Ribbis with interest. Umafricha, you are a Yoinim, you like fly pigeons, also type of betting on which pigeon will come first. The Sechre Shrius, people that do business with Perishrius. These things are all psulim to be aid or to be a dayim. Omri Reb Shimon said, Batchilo at the beginning, Hoyu Kurun Oison, Oisve Shrius. They used to call them people that gather together Perishrius. Whoever would just gather together the Perishrius, they would be called psulim. But Misharabu Hanusim, when the government like forced them to start giving taxes, and therefore they have a right to go and collect the Peris, Chozal Groison Soichre Shvus, they came back and said, you know, it's psulim, only people that do business with the Peris of Shrius. Alright, turn over. Again, that Misharabu Hanusim, when the government came to give them a lot of taxes, they called them only people that do business with Perishrius, they are also. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai Womuz said, Bisman Shaylem Umnis, Elhi, this is the only business they're doing. Avyeshlem Umnish, Lehi, if they have other businesses to do, then Kshirim, then the Kosher to say Edis. And the svar is, because if this is the only thing they're doing, then the Gemara says, they're not called Isik, Yeshuva Shalaylom, they're not people that we could trust. But if it's only a side loan, then it's not so bad. Mishneh Dalet. V'yelo hein ha-krovim. These are considered the people that are krovim, are relatives, that they're posel to be a dayin, and they're posel lohoyet to say edus also. Oviv, v'ochiv, your father, or your brother, v'yachi oviv, and your father's brother, v'yachi imoy, or else your mother's brother. U'bala choysoy, your brother-in-law, your sister that got married, her husband, he's also called the korov to you, and he's posel. Or bal achos aviv. Let's say your father has a sister, and she gets married your uncle through marriage, he's also posel to say this for you. Or bal achos imoy, the same thing. If your mother has a sister, and she gets married, her husband is also, that uncle is also to say this for you. Or bal imoy, and the husband of your mother, which is not your father, v'chomif, and your father-in-law, your wife's father, he's a korov to you. And v'gisoy, that's called your brother-in-law, that's but through marriage. In other words, your wife's sister's husband, your brother-in-law through marriage, that's called gisoy, he's also awesome to be a korov, to be an aid, or to be a dayan for you. The locher is hein, they, them, they, or v'nehem, their children, v'chasnehem, and any one of their son-in-laws, they're also possible to say this for you. Now, v'horgoy or v'horgoy, that's a stepson, son that you married a lady that has a son from before. It's your stepson. So then, levadoy, only he himself is possible to say this to you, or you can't say for him. But if he would have children, or he would have a son-in-law, they would be mutter to say this or to be a dying for you. Only chorgo levadoy. Your stepson, he himself is posel to you or you to him. It says, Omer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that Zu Mishnas Rabbi Akiva. Here's the way Rabbi Akiva learned the Mishnah. Abba Mishnah Rishayna, but before Rabbi Akiva learned, The Mishnah before that stated like this: Doi doi u ben doi doi, that your uncle, or else your uncle's son, and v'chol her royal yorshri, anybody that's fitting to yarshin you, to inherit you, it's possible. V'chol akorv lo b'yisisho, and whoever is close to you is a korv to you at that time. But it means to say, let's say hayukorv, let's say he was a relative to you for nisrachik, and then let's say your wife died, so now the sister, the husband of the sister becomes mutter. He's not a korv anymore. He has a reza kosher. They will go at the time of the Yedis. At the time of the Yedis, if you're not relatives anymore, your wife died, and therefore your brother-in-law is not your brother-in-law anymore, therefore raise a kosher. He becomes now a kosher aid or kosher dayin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu mesa bitay, even in a case where if your daughter died, so l'chura now her husband should become mutter to you. He's not a korv anymore. But what's going to be v'yesh levonim imeno? Let's say they had children from your daughter, and the children are still alive, hareza karev. Then the husband, your son-in-law, is still considered a karev to you. He's still considered possible to see this or to be a dayin for you. Now, Mishnah Hei, ho'oyev v'hasoyne, somebody that you love or somebody that you hate, they're psulim to be a dayin or to say edis for you. Now, oyev, who's considered somebody you love? Zeshu shvinoi, that's like the best man by the chasna. This person that gives you a present and gives you food to eat there, so he's considered possible the time of Yechasna. He's called an Oyev. Soinei, who's called somebody you hate? Kol shalei dibur imay shleishi yomim beiva. You do not talk to him for the last 3 days because you're angry with him. That's called somebody you hate. That's what the Tanakhama says. But Omru loy dechom said back, no, lenechshadu Yisrael akach. A Jew, we're not afraid about this, that he would say, Eidus sheker, just because he hates you and because he loves you. Therefore, they hold his kosher to be an aid. Now, Mishnah Vav. But the Gemara says that he only argues about Eidus, that for Eidus they're kosher. But to be a dayan, if he loves you or if he hates you, he's possible to be a dayan. Because dayan has to look extra specially to find out, like L'toyva for you, to find this chus for you, or to find the emis, so these things then will be possible. Mishnah Vav. Ketzad boitkim es Eidim. How do we check out the Eidim, at least by Dina Momnis, that midrabbonin you do not need the real drisha of hakiris. So mikomakim, what type of a bedika? How do they check out the edim? Is how your machnis and noisan used to bring the two edim in umayin and aleim. They would first scare them, like tell them sukim that they have to be very careful not to lie. Then umaytzin es kol odim lachutz, they would put everybody outside the bezdin. Umeshayorin es hagodol shabhen, they would take the bigger one of the two edim, one at a time. And they would say to him, Emar heichat yodeya, tell us how do you know? Tell us how do you know that he owes money? Shezeh chayav lezeh, that Reuben is chayav to pay Shimon the money. Shalom did mom this here. Simoma, if the aid says, Hu omali, listen, the loiv himself admitted to me, Shani chayav loy ish pleni, Shani chayav loy, that I owe him money. Or else the aid said, Ish pleni omali, somebody told me, Shu chayav loy, that this loiv is chayav to pay. In these two cases, lo yom aklum, the aid is no good, because the second case is aid mipi aid, and the first one is not called hoidor if stam a person told it to an aid. Achiyomer, until the levi says, until the aidim say, b'fanenu hoidoloi shuchayev le'masayim zuz, until the two aidim said that in front of us he was moida. Now it has to be a special type of a hoidor that the laver admits in front of Adam and he wants them to be the Adam, then we say the laver really means it. Otherwise, he could always say, Meshata Nibach, I was just joking. Now, the Achakach, after they checked out the first aid, the Achakach, Machnis Nesashen, then we bring in the second aid. Oboitkinois, we check him out also. Yemninso Devreya Muchvonim, if they both say the same thing, then, like Bezdin, was Makabal the Adis. Then Noisim v'Noisim b'Dover. The Bezdin themselves sits down now to try and think into the situation, see what happens, if it's really true or not. What's going to be Shnayim Omrim Zakai? Two of the three Dayonim say he's Potter. V'Yechrei Mechayiv, and the third Dayan says no, he's Chayiv. Halach Rezakai, we say that he's Potter, the laver is free from paying. What about the opposite way? Shnayim Omrim Chayiv, two say he's Chayiv, V'Yechrei Mechayiv, one says he's Potter, he's Chayiv. But Dinam Omnis, whichever the majority says, even though it's only by one, we pass can either chayiv or potter. What's going to be echadoy mezakai v'echadoy mechayiv? One says he's free and one says chayiv. And v'afilu shnayim mezakai, even if you have two saying he's potter. two saying is chayiv, but v'yechad oimer any yodeya, but the third dayan says he does not know. So if he says he does not know, he's considered like there's no dayan here, and therefore yosifu hadayonim, you have to add on, two more dayanim to this to the first two, and now they have to sit down and discuss the situation over again, and then they come out to their psak. Even though now it comes out that it's a bezdin shokel, it's an even number, but this situation, this way, it's smoother to have a bezdin shokel. Now, Mishneh Zayin. Gomer es hadover. After the bezdin finish their discussion back and forth, it came out with their psak, what they hold. So, yemachnisen oisen. Now they will bring the bali dvorim, the two bali dinim, inside bezdin. So, hagodol shebadayonim, the oldest one, the older one of the Be'av Bezdin, the head of the Dionim, Oima, they would say to the Nitva, Ish Ploini Atozaka, you are free, you're potter. Or else they would say, Ish Ploini Atochayiv, you are chayiv. Now, Uminayin, how do we know that, like a Sheyetzi Echemen HaDionim, after they gave the Psak, when one of the three Dionim, each one leave, that Lo Yoimer, each one of them should not say now to the Bala Dvorim and tell over them, that really ani mezaka, are really held that you're potter. But v'chaveri mechayovin, the other two dayanim said yichayiv. And therefore, avo ma'esa, what can I do? Shechaveri rabbi olai, that they were a majority, they were two, I can't do anything. That you should not do. And now then, remember, this the pasuk says, lo yiseilach rochob yamecha, you should not go around telling things to other people. Another pasuk says, v'yoyma helach rochob megalasoid, somebody going around and uncovering a secret. Like here, these things are not supposed to be told over. You're over a lot if you told them over. Mishnah Ches. Kol zaman shemevi raya soyser asadin. Kol, even after they made a gemar din, if the Baal Dover could find Edim that he should be potter, so kol zaman shemevi raya soyser asadin, we retract the psak din. Omrule, what about if Bezdin sells to the Nitva? Listen, kol raya sheyesh lecho hovei mikana shleshim yoyim. Any type of a proof that you could think of to bring, please bring it within the next 30 days. So the locher is then, if the Nitva found his proof, his Eidim or his documents within 30 days, very good. Let him bring it to Bezdin and say, sir, Bezdin will retract that psak because of your new Eidis. But what about Liacha Shleshim Yoim, you first bring your new Eidis after 30 days, then ain't a say, sir. Then Bezdin does not retract that psak because they gave you a time. And we're afraid if you bring it later, there could be the false. However, Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he says no. Ma yasezeh, what do you want? What do you want from this person? Shlei motzav atav shleishim. He was looking for proof, evidence, and he couldn't find. Or motzav liyachah shleishim. He first found after 30 days. So therefore, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that we believe him, even if he brings it later on. That's halach like that. Omer, what's going to be the case like this? That the Bezdin tells the Nitva, hovi yedim, bring yedim. For Yomer, and he answers back and says, ain li yedim, I do not have any yedim. Or else, Omru Hoviraya, Bezdin tells him, listen, bring any documents of proof. To Yomer, and he answers back like this, Ein li raya, I have no documents, I have no proof. And now, Liachas, Manhevi Raya, later on the Nitva, comes up with some proof, or else the Motzer Edim, he finds Edim, Harezer Ein Eklum. Here the Chum say, it's not worth anything, and that's the Halacha, because here we're afraid, since first he said he doesn't have, now the Pshat is he's lying, and he made false documents, or he hired false Edim. But still, Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, no, he argues and says, no, what can I do for this person? He just did not know that he has Edim. And now it happened, Rumotzo Edim. So we do not say he's lying, but we say it's the truth, and therefore we believe the Edim. Or else, he did not know that he has any documents. Rumotzo Raya, and now he found the document. So therefore we trust him. Omer, what's going to be if like this? We tell to the Nitzvah, the person that Bezdin said he's Chayiv, to his total loiva, Hovi Edim, listen, bring Edim. Omer, he says, Ain li Edim, I have no Edim. Hovi Raya, bring the proofs. V'yomer, he says, Ain li Raya. He answers right now in front of Bezdin, the loiva answers back, I have no proof, I have no documents, I have no Edim. And right away, Rosh, Shem is Chayiv Edim. Now when the loiva saw that the Yonim are going to paskin, that he's Chayiv, V'yomer, now all of a sudden he woke up and said, Kirvo plenty, plenty of Yiduni. These two people that are sitting here in Bezdin, let them come and be my Edim. These two people could be my Edim. See, here for sure, we say he's lying. Because the people were here already from before. How come you didn't wake up before and say that you have Edim? It must be that only now that you see you're losing, that you're trying to bring even false Edim. The same thing, let's say out of his wallet, now he pulls out a document that he had there all the time. In such a case, a razor and a club, we say no, we're afraid it's a false document. That's why he didn't want to show it before. He's only showing it now because he sees he lost anyway. So in such a case, we hold Einoi Klum. It is not worth anything. We're afraid it's a false edus or it's a false document. Yeah, now we're up to Perek Revi. Mishnalef. Echad dinim mumnis, whether it's a question of dinim mumnis of money matters, the echad dinim nefoshes b'drisha v'chakira. That we had before, midiraisa, you need drisha v'chakira. Bezin has to check out the edim very thoroughly, shinema, because the pasuk says, mishpat echad yilechem. There should be one type of halacha between the dinim mumnis and dinim nefoshes. However, midirabonim, though we know, mishum shlatino dolos b'fnei lovin, they took away this chumra of drisha v'chakira, by edus of dinim mumnis. Now the Mishnah says, "Ma ben dinim mumnis dinim nefoshes." What's the difference between the dinim mumnis and dinim nefoshes? So the Mishnah now is going to say 10 differences. The dinim mumnis b'shloisha, the dinim nefoshes b'yesam b'shloisha. We know by mumnis is enough to have 3 dayonim, and by question of misa to kill someone, you have to have a bezin of 23. Dinim mumnis by money matters, poischem ben l'schus ben l'chayva. Bezin to start hearing whether the person is chayv or whether the person is potter, we clear either one first. However, the din of the nefashos poisum l'schus. By a question of misa, we always try and hear the tzad to say that he's potter first, because we always have a tzilu as oedam. We always want to try and save the person from misa. So it's called poischem l'schus. We have to hear the tzad that he's potter first. Mumnis, a question of din of mumnis. You do not start off hearing the bet first. Now, dinim omnis, matin api edechot. By question of money matters, again, we take a vote in the dayonim. Even though you have one more, you have two saying chayiv and one saying potter, we pass in according to the two, according to the majority. Even though it's only api echot, only one more. Bein l'schus bein l'chayva. Whether we're saying he's potter, whether we're saying he's chayiv, we go after the one more. However, the din in the fashas is a question of misa, maten api edechot l'schus. If you have one more to say that he's potter, we use it, and we say that the din is that he's potter. But the api shnayim l'chayva, if Bezdin wants to pass him his chayiv misa, we have to have at least two more dayonim saying chayiv than are saying potter. Now, din in mumnis, the question of din in mumnis, machzirin bein l'schus bein l'chayva. That means after Bezdin already made the Gemara Din, now they find out that they made a mistake, so they could retract the Pesach over it again, whether it's a question of being the Chayiv of the person, or whether it's a question of making the person Potter. However, Dinu Nefosh is a question of Misa, Marziru Neschus. We only go over again if it's a question to free him. But V'yein Marziru Nechayiv, let's say Bezdin first said he's Potter, and now we find reason to say he's Chayiv, we do not retract, go over the Din. Dini Momnis, a question of money matters, Hakir Malamdim Schus V'chayva. Anybody, even out of the Bezdin, like the three rows we'll have later, or anybody around the Bezdin, if they say a reason why the person should be chayva, the reason is potter, we listen to them. That's called Hakir Malamdim Schus V'chayva. However, Dini Nefoshes, a question of a shayla of Nefoshes, Hakir Malamdim Schus, we could hear a reason to say he's potter, to free him from anybody. But v'ein hakir malam din chayva, we do not hear reason to say it's chayiv only from the bezdin themselves, not from any outer source. Dinei mamnis, a question of dinei mamnis, hamalamit chayva malamit chus. If first somebody said a chayiv, somebody said it's chayiv, he has a right later to change his mind. Like a dayan, the first board of proof to say that it's chayiv, has a right to change his mind and say no, he's potter. And the opposite way, hamalamit chus malamit chayva. Even though first the dayan thought to say he's potter, he had proof that he's potter. He's not changing his mind to say, no, I see his chayiv. Dinei nefoshes, mashenken by a shayla of nefoshes, of misa, hamalamit chayvim lamit chus. True, at first the dayin thought, brought reason to say his chayiv, and then he changes his mind, he's allowed to bring proof to say that he's potter. But the opposite way, no, haval hamalamit chus, if the dayin first brought a proof to say that he should be potter, eino yochol lachzol lamit chayv, he has no permission now to go back and say, no, now I see a reason why he should be chayiv. That you cannot do. Dinei mumnis, the question of money matters, donin b'yoyim v'gomer b'layla. True, you have to start the psach din at daytime, but if you didn't finish, you're allowed to still finish it at nighttime. However, dinei nefoshes is the question of giving to somebody chiv misa, donin b'yoyim v'gomer b'yoyim. Bezdin has to start off the psach, and the whole thing has to be done by daytime. You have to come to a Gemara Din daytime. If it's at the end of Shkia and they don't have it yet, they have to wait till the next day. Dine Momnis, a question of money, Goimrim Boy Bayoim. They have a right to finish off the Psak the same day they started. Bein L'schus Bein L'chayva. Whether they're coming out to Yishchayv or Yispata, they can finish it the same day. However, Dine Nefashos, a question of Dine Nefashos, Goimrim Boy Bayoim. They have a right to finish it that day, L'schus, only if they're coming out to say that Yispata from Misa. Over Yoim Shalachav L'chayva. If they're coming out to say that Yishchayv Misa, then they have to wait overnight till the next day first to say it. Is it called Lina? They have to wait and think it over again overnight. The figure, therefore, since they have to wait till the next day, ain't done in Leiber Shabbos, Leiber of Yomtif. We do not start a Psak Din of Misa on Erev Shabbos, because we have to be afraid maybe they'll come out with a Psak Tvei on Friday that is Chayiv Misa. The Loch is you have to wait overnight till tomorrow. Tomorrow you first give the Psak is Chayiv Misa, and Lamaise it's also to kill on Shabbos. So since Bezdin cannot kill on Shabbos, there'll be an Inu Hadin. Therefore we say rather, do not start the Psak on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yomtif. Mishnah Beis. Dine Hatumais Vihatiris. A question is Shiloh. Somebody comes to ask a Shiloh from a Dayan, whether something's Tommy or something's Tor, Rasis of a Hetam, is Maschilim and Agodal. Some have the Girsa, Dine Momnis also. We start off, we ask the God, we ask the greatest person first. And if he'll say the Locha, we start from him. Dine Nefoshes, if the question of Paskin Nefoshes, then Maschilim and Atzad. Then we always start from the Ketanah, from the small ones first. And the Gemara says, because you cannot argue against the Godel by Nefoshes. So therefore, we do not want to hear, or we're afraid maybe the Godel will say that he's Chayiv, and then the other Dayan cannot argue on him. Therefore, we start off Maschilim and Hatzad. Now, Hakil Kesherim Loded Dina Momnis. Any person is kosher to be a Dayan for Dina Momnis, as long as he knows the Halacha, and the Chiddush is even a Ger, or even a Mamzer, is kosher for Dina Momnis. But the Ein Hakil Kesherim Loded Dina Nefoshes. A Ger or a Mamzer is possible to pass the Dina Nefoshes. And with Ashen Itcha, it has to be Daimet like Moshe. Ela kahanim levim yisraelim, only miyuchosim, only people that have no pegam in their mishpacha. A regular kohen levi of Yisrael, hamasin lekuna, he has the right to get married into kuna. They have the right to be dayanim for dinei nefashos. Now Mishnah Gimel, Sanhedrin hoisa kechatzi gerin agula. The Sanhedrin used to be, where the Sanhedrin gedola and ben Sanhedrin katana of 23, they used to sit kechatzi gerin agula, like a half round circle. That's the way the leonim used to sit. Like there was no head, no end. Everybody could see one another. Kedei sheyiyu royin zeze, one could see another. That's where they used to sit. Now, shnei sofer ad leonim ayindim lefneim. They used to have two soferim in front of them, writing down, taking notes. Echad mimin yechem esmo, one stood on the right side and one stood on the left side. The kaisven divri hamazakin, and they would write down the words of the svar that said that he's potter, the ones that said he's potter, the divrei hamechayovim, and the other one would write down the words of the one that said he's chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer Shloisha, there were three of them. Echad kaisiv divrei hamechayovim, one would write down the words of the one that said that he's potter, the echad kaisiv divrei hamechayovim, the one that said that he's chayiv, the ashlishim, the third sefer, would be kaisiv divrei hamechayovim, the divrei hamechayovim, he would write over again. Again, the words of the one that's Chayim and the one the words of the Potter. Now, Mishnah Dalad. V'sholos shurois shel Tamidei Chachomim. There were three rows of Tamidei Chachomim, Yoshvin Lefneim, sitting in front or in back of the Dayonim. There was, first, it was a row of 23 of the Dayonim himself. Then they have three more rows like that, like all together with 92. Now, Kolechot V'yechot Makres Mekomei. Like everybody sitting in these rows, well, like, you know, Makam Karma knew their place. In other words, the greatest one was sitting up front. The one behind was less. It went down from the first row, then to the second, then to the third. Now, Seimchen, Ahoyutzrichen, Nismech, let's say they needed more people to come into the Sanhedrin. So then Seimchen and Harishaina, they were taken from the first row. As that first row was the Mochashav, the ones that are older that were there. Echad min Ashniyah, Bolal Rishaina. Now, when they moved up, one from the first row, like everybody moved over, and somebody from the second row now moved up to the first row. V'yechad min ashlishis bola l'shniya. And when the second row all moved over, one from the third row moved up to the second row. Bola. Yeah. Bola. V'yechad min ashlishis bola l'shniya. V'borim l'hem oid echad min akal. Now they would pick out somebody from the rest of the kahal, from the congregation. V'mashiv v'naisam ashlishis. They would put him down on the third row. Because they would always have three rows for reserves. So Yehoyah Yerusha b'mkayma Sharishin. Now this new one that came in did not right away go take over the first one's seat. Now the Yerusha b'malkam harayloi, he was sitting in the back. Like first, like, you know, the ones that were there first all moved up, and he now sat in the back. Mishnehei, Ketzad Maimin Es Eidim, Aleidi Nefoshes, how do we scare the Eidim? When Eidim come to Bezdin, how do we first scare them when they're coming to say somebody killed somebody, like to make sure they're not going to lie? Hoyimachnisen Oison Umaimin Aleim, they would bring them in to the Bezdin, and they would scare them with words, like we'll soon see what they said to them. Shema Toimu, maybe you would say, Moimud. In other words, we asked the Eidim, like, how do you really know what happened? Maybe just like guessing, you're estimating, that's what happened. Only Shmua, maybe you just heard over from somebody else, you just heard a Shmua that Reuben killed somebody. Or else even Eid Mipi'ed, maybe another Eid told you that they said Eid is in another Bezdin. And that's also possible. Eid Mipi'ed is possible. One Eid cannot pull over to another Eid out of Bezdin. Or else Mipi'odim Neman Shemanu. Even if you say, oh, we heard it from a trustworthy person, still that's no good. You can only say this if you yourself know that you saw the action. Or Shema, maybe, if you would know, that we are going to, you know, test you and ask you a lot of questions, like we still say this. In other words, we're telling you, be careful to make sure you know exactly what you're saying. And have a yodim, you should know. Questions of money is not like questions of life. Dine momnis, by a money matter, even if you lie, or the noisy momnum is chapala, you want to do tshuva later, you just repay back the money and you'll have a kapara. But dine nefoshes, domoi vedam zariyosov tluyimboi, at soif olam. If you have somebody killed unjustice, you're responsible for his blood and for all the bloods of his children that he would have had. That's a terrible chet, for that you can't have tshuva. And Shekhein Matinu, the same way we find Bekayin, Shehora Gesachiv has killed his brother Hevel. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Demei Ochicha Serkim, the blood of your brother is crying. That says the word Demei. Einu Aima doesn't only say Dam Ochicha, the blood, Lashon Yochid, Elo Demei Lashon Rabam Ochicha, the blood of your brother. What does that mean? Domoi Vedam Zeru Yosef. It means his blood and his children's blood. They're all crying to you. Dovrach, another pshat, now the Gemara goes off to a tangent, another pshat, this pasuk of Demei Achichom, that Demei Achichom, what does it mean? Shoyadomai Mushlach al Eitzim v'alavonim. That when Cain killed Hevel, he did not know how to kill him. So first he hit him with stones, and then he hit him with wood, and then he hit him with stones. So his blood was upon both wood and stones. Now, Lefikuch, therefore the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Nivro Odom Yechidi, a person is born single. In other words, Adam Rishon was created by himself, Yechidi. The Lamech has to teach us, Shekol ha-ma'ave nefesh achas mi-Yisrael, if somebody kills one Jew, one nefesh in Yisrael, ma'alol v'kasev kilu ibed ayla molek, it's like you destroy the whole world. Because you see that Adam Rishon, he was created himself alone, he was one person, and for him came out the whole world. And every person is roi to have a whole world come out of him. And the Chol ha-makayim nefesh achas mi-Yisrael, whoever keeps or creates, or as Mikarif, one nefesh in Klai Yisrael, not all of Akasa Kilo Kaim Elamoli. It's like you created the whole world. Now, Umifnei Shalom Avrias, in order to keep Shalom peace in the world, that's also another reason why Hashem created Adam Rishon single. Shloyerma, people should not say Adam Lachaver, a person to his friend, Abba Godom Yavicha, my father is greater than your father. They cannot say that, because we're all the children of Adam Harishon. And also, Shloyiyu Minamimrim, the Apikursim, the Kaifrim, should not say, Habi Rishir Spashamayim, there are a lot of different powers, gods in Shemayim. And each god created his own person. So that's why, no, Hashem created only one person, instead of saying there's only one Hashem. Also, Lahagid Gdulasa Shla Kodesh Baruch, it also comes to show us the greatness of Hashem. So what happened here? Hashem created only one person. And from this came out the whole world, and every single person looks differently. The person makes a seal, and from that he signs a lot of different signatures, but they all look alike. Every single person looks a little bit like Adam Rishon. We come out of him. Still, there are no two people that look alike. The thinker, therefore, every single person, every single Jew is chayiv to say, should understand like this, and say, Bishvili Nivru Eilam, because of me the world was created. V'shema Tzomru, maybe you would say, Malonu L'tzor Azois. Now back to the Edim. They'll start to say, what do we need such problems for? Had to come to say Edis, if we're going to be caught lying, we're going to have such a tzara. V'aloik v'nem, the Pasuk says not like that. V'ed or ro or yodim lo yagit. Like there's a lav. If you know Edis and you do not say it, it's a bad thing, it's a lav. You have to say the Edis. The Gomer. And when it finishes off the Pasuk, V'shema Tzomru, maybe you would say, Malonu L'choy B'domei Shozer, why do I have to make him Chayv Misa for? Like we have Rachmanis on him, even though I saw the way he killed somebody. But maybe let me be over the lav of Lo Yagid and not have him killed? The Pasuk says, no, V'aloik V'nam. The Pasuk says, U'va'avod Rishoyim Rina. When we destroy Rishoyim, there's happiness, there's Rina. So the kids say, if you know somebody killed, he deserves to be killed, there's a mitzvah and you're supposed to go and say this, to have him killed. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.